Every year I have conducted polls for my own amusement on a subject that may not appear to be associated with local history, but the results do indicate the generation of birth, and your ongoing social and economic background. The interesting thing is one's views on the subject seem to vary as we age. The question is, which holiday do you prefer, Christmas or New Year's? In the comments section below, let me know which one you prefer and why. Thinking back, try to remember the significance of each holiday in your mind and ponder whether your age, circumstances or lifestyle have prompted you to rethink your. Over the past 10 years of posing this unscientific poll via several mediums, I have found the answers to be very interesting, particularly the answers to the why portion. The ages of those who responded are difficult to pinpoint, but from the answers I feel I can guess accurately. I have asked the same question every year. Do you celebrate at this time of year? Do you prefer Christmas or New Year's? Why? This year I received 89 replies, down from 107 in 2022. I should mention, the poll was posted locally only. In 2022, Christmas received 68% of the vote, while New Year's received 30% and both garnered 2%. This year, it's Christmas 53%, New Year's 49% and both 8%. I have accessed figures gathered nationally to compare our preferences. If you think that most Canadians chose Christmas, you're correct. According to a recent survey, about three-quarters, 74%, of Canadians indicated they prefer to celebrate Christmas, while 16% prefer to celebrate the New Year, and 7% do not celebrate either. For some Canadians, Christmas is primarily a religious holiday, while others tend to embrace its more secular aspects. Generally, Canadians tend to use the occasion to get together with family and friends. All sorts of gift-giving rituals seem to exist, from giving a lot of gifts, giving only a few gifts, gift exchanges, only giving gifts to one person, and some prefer not to give gifts at all. One interesting fact that arose from the national poll: it seems women, 80%, are more likely than men, 68%, to prefer celebrating Christmas, while men, 20%, are more likely than women, 12%, to prefer celebrating the New Year. Let us look at what those polled locally by me offered as their reasons for preferring one holiday over another. The concept of being with family, with those whom you love, was a reoccurring theme in relation to Christmas. It is interesting that being with family was also identified as one of the stresses arising from the holiday. A few respondents identified their preferences for the celebration surrounding Christmas: the tradition of decorating with lights, singing carols, music playing everywhere, feasting, and an abundance of red and green as a significant aspect of those traditions. These are traditions of the winter solstice. The emphasis seems to rest with making sure everyone is together enjoying a nice dinner, the exchange of presents and watching Christmas movies or singing carols. If someone in their group couldn't make it for the get-together, they tend to call or FaceTime. It's an opportunity to spend time with relatives one doesn't see often. It amazed me that the fact that fireworks are not part of the Christmas tradition seemed to appeal to many and were identified as an irritating part of New Year's. I received several responses from non-Christians stating they choose to celebrate a holiday not part of their heritage or religion because they love it. While not celebrating it for religious reasons, they celebrate it because it's a time of heartwarming cheer and love, and because they enjoy all the traditions associated with it. One person said they feel privileged to be able to partake in it, despite having no religious claim to it. This is a Christmas perspective that I just love. One of the differences I noticed in the responses was a decline in those who identified the religious aspect of Christmas as being important. Many, in fact, indicated Christmas wasn't about religious connection for them, just enjoying the love and peace and kindness and music. Fewer respondents referred to going to church either Christmas Eve or day, a disturbing trend somehow. As one would expect, the gift-giving and receiving aspect of Christmas appealed to many. It seems there is belief that Christmas brings with it surprises and warm feelings as you receive gifts that show that people thought of you and what might make you happy. Since we were poor when I was a child, my wife and I don't really exchange presents as gift-giving is not a tradition from my childhood. Good food is most certainly part of our tradition. For many, Christmas brings a sense of nostalgia. Interestingly, people also indicated that this feeling doesn't hold over into the new year. Many of the respondents indicated they love the Christmas feeling and hate when it ends. On the other hand, some indicated New Year's Eve and day make them feel anxious and melancholy, another year having slipped by again. Though, the stress associated with Christmas was front and center for many. Many said Christmas seemed so much more fun and exciting as a child when we would wait to do the lights together and go Christmas tree shopping. People also spoke of attending church on Christmas Eve or morning as a family. Many rediscovered the joys of Christmas when they became parents. Quite a few voted for Christmas because it was an opportunity to make it magical for their children, as it was when they were young. The presence of snow was cited as a must for many. New Year's was identified by some as a holiday for party people, an excuse for people to get drunk. One man responded that while he was raised in a religious environment, he didn't grow up celebrating any holidays. There were some who pointed to the commercialism of both holidays and the undue superficial social obligations. Some of those who choose New Year's said they feel less stress from personal obligations, while some pointed out the idea of reinventing oneself and waiting for a year-end to reflect on what you should do differently seemed unnecessary. One of my favorites was the woman who chose New Year's because it only involves a few hours, and it is over quicker. There is also the belief that New Year's is more like winter solstice, which people seem to enjoy. A couple of respondents indicated they prefer New Year's as they can spend time alone reflecting. They head out a few minutes ahead of midnight for a walk and the streets are deserted. The excitement of staying up for New Year's seems to fade as one gets older. I also had people tell me that while they once being enjoyed being up after midnight, now they don't manage to stay awake. A few respondents indicated going on a family vacation was the best part of the holidays. Divorce can make Christmas very hard for some families, a reminder that everything in life is about who you are with to share it. I celebrated Christmas alone this year and have done so earlier in my life, and I have a real appreciation for just how weird the experience can be. One's choice of holiday may rest on your occupation and if you are working a holiday shift. Several people indicated that working either Christmas or New Year's was a job requirement for them and so that would obviously color their perception of the holiday. Your choice of favorite holiday may stem from your family traditions. Ethnic background may make the Lunar New Year the holiday of choice, for example. I mentioned earlier the nostalgia of a holiday, but holidays can also be associated with bitter or sad memories. For many, New Year's reminds them of those who have been lost, suffering another year without them. Christmas, of course, can bring on a similar feeling, but perhaps all the hustle and bustle can distract a little from the feelings of loss. As I sum up the responses, it is clear nearly everyone indicated any holiday is fantastic when celebrated with loved ones and being loved, as well. Neither holiday is fun if one is alone. Several non-Christian responders indicated while they do not see Christmas as their occasion, the feeling of peace, love and giving appeals to them and they have chosen to celebrate the holiday in their own manner. Sources. Do Canadians prefer to celebrate Christmas or New Year's? Leo Newsletter. Newmarket resident Richard McLeod, the History Hound, has been a local historian for more than 40 years. He writes a weekly feature about our town's history in partnership with Newmarket Today, conducts heritage lectures and walking tours of local interest, and leads local oral history interviews.